when Bane was on, Tolbert Bane was on the other day, he was like, even when he was on the field and Florida State and Miami was warming up, he was like, it just looked like Florida State, like, had big size. It was just, like, bigger than us, like, had better players. And I was like, how the fuck, like, how?
That's just how we've been recruiting. We've been recruiting small guys and thinking we're going to make them big in college.
That's a lot of tweeners, man. Yeah, a lot of guys that think about, like, a guy like Gil, like, how he ended up pretty much in no man's land. I still think he's a good athlete, but
he's in no man's land, Larry. On
right, he never found a good spot for that dude.
Gil should be playing safety. He should have been playing safety.
I think he's a good football player.
Should have been playing safety since he's been at UM regardless. I don't know the last staff. I don't know what they was thinking. This staff, I'm like, well, I see what, you know, Coach Steele keeps saying, well, yeah, they don't really have no spot for him because, you know, you still got Levante James and you got Cam. So it's like, yeah, we could put him in that star. The money thing, but then, you know, they want the money guy to be, he's the cover guy, which is why Couch plays it a lot.
Couch,
you know, so that's the thing with him. You know, he just got lost in the, thing. They tried to make him gain weight to play linebacker. I'm like, that don't make no sense. Gil's not a linebacker. I keep telling people, man, a real linebacker don't care about taking on blocks because they want to hit. Them players, Gil, Jane Williams, they don't want to hit every play. Niggas want to say, man, I want to sit down here and just cover.
Yeah,
you know, playing linebacker. I go make a tackle here and there, but
yeah,
they want, you know, playing linebacker, man, you want to hit every place.
Yeah. Yeah, that linebacker, that's an instinct position, too. Like, either you got it or you don't.
Rob, yeah, was good, man.
No, we can't hear you, Rob. Yeah, I came in. He about to come back in. But yeah, man, we did Gil wrong, but shit, it is what it is at this point. What kind of school you think he transferred to? His audio won't work. He about to come back in.
Okay.
But yeah, what kind of school you think will take him though?
He could. He could transfer into like Louisville. Think about going out there with Blake. I mean, what's his name? His home, you know, the coach. What's his name?
Utah State.
Somebody gonna pick him up because he's a good player regardless. Like, and the dumb thing about it was every time he's in the game for us, he makes a play. I'm like, well, damn.
And then they take him right back out.
Yeah. So I don't know. But it's definitely some changes on the way. A lot of players in and out. Some coaches also. So, you know, man, one thing Mario going to do is he definitely going to get it fixed.
Bro, you know what's crazy? I don't want to say it's crazy, but I have, like, no worry about Mario there. Like, not one bit. Not one bit. I think he knew it was going to be an uphill battle. I don't think he knew it would be like this bad. I don't think anybody knew it would be this bad, but
this part recording because I was going to say something. I don't want it to be on.
Yeah, it's recording.
It's recording, but I was gonna probably X most of it anyways. I could just scratch it off. We just kind of running them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what Mario did, and I fully respect it, and it, now it makes me look at the players a lot different. But he really going in there and tell her, like, he like, man, a lot of you guys don't belong here.
Yeah.
He tell him, like, hey, man, straight up and down, like, yeah, a lot of y'all don't belong here. Y'all ain't got the heart to be here. Y'all just happy to wear uniform, but you ain't representing you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of players can't take that constructive criticism. They just check out. They checked out. You know
I figured that's what was going on. Mario ain't gonna bite it. He ain't gonna bite his tongue.
Definitely ain't gonna bite.
Yeah, he ain't gonna bite his tongue.
But I think that's, you know, that's another reason. Like what you're saying, I ain't really worried about Mario, dog. He's got a plan that he's gonna execute.
Yeah. And, I just think the only thing he might just have to adjust is the fact if we do get a new offensive coordinator, he just got to say, okay, man, look, it's your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna help out with the team, the offensive line, special teams. Let the offensive coordinator just do his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you saying he got input in what Gaddis doing, or he just
wants a balanced offense where the, you know, run is really supposed to be what we doing. That's what he wants. He don't mind they throwing the ball, but he really wants to run. So he just got to say, hey, man, I'm going to let the offensive coordinator just do his own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you got to run, though. Got to stay balanced. That's why we have Reds on the road.
But I think Mario want that power spread. Like, we don't got the horses for that shit. Yeah, we don't got that shit.
And, you know, he's an offensive line coach. So what offensive line don't like running? They want to run. That's the fun part for them.
Yeah.
Just like a quarterback, if a former quarterback coaches the offensive coordinator, what they gonna do? They gonna throw the ball a lot, cause they just that's the fun part.
So, yeah, that's
right. It is what it is. But I keep telling people, I say, man, Mario trying to build a team, an all around team, not just the defense gonna be good, but the offense suck. The offense gonna be good, but the defense suck. No, Mario trying to build a team, the whole thing. And I get the frustration from the fans, but hey, man, it takes time.
Yeah, it takes time.
Let's go ahead and get. Oh, they go. I was just about to say, we about to go ahead and cut D Rob out.
Hey, can y'all hear me now?
Nah, you good. You good.
Yeah, you good, bro.
What's good? All right. Boy?
What's going on? Man,
we cooling. We cooling,
man. I'm using this hotspot shit, so I'm probably going to go faceless. Use as little data as possible. Can't wait to be totally set up. This shit here for the birds, dog. I feel like I ain't got no home. I'm like bouncing around, dog. Like last night, I stayed in a hotel. I was telling Yeezy a little bit earlier because then the movers came in and took all my stuff. So
damn,
I ain't even got an air mattress. So last night I was like, man, I was sleeping on that floor, and I was like, boy, this floor extra hard. this is a flow right here, boy. That motherfucker, god damn. I was like, man, hell no. Shit ain't getting it. So I hopped in the car, and I slept in the car for a little bit, but then some started coming out. So that kind of jacked that up.
Damn.
Yeah. It was a rough go, man. Well, you military, so you done slept on some rocks and stuff.
Oh yeah, man. I done slept on the bed ground. I done slept on a few hills, a few holes. I done slept some everywhere, man. I slept when I was in Germany, man. I slept on a mattress that was like a surfboard, man. That thing was terrible.
Yeah, so you can sleep anywhere pretty much. You ain't gonna be on the right. Sleeping.
Yeah, man. I can sleep anywhere now, man. Like, I done got used to it, man.
Shit.
You get so tired from just training, man. So it's just like, I ain't got time for the memory foam and all that. Hey, look, wherever I can lay my head down and my eyes closed and I fall into a sleep, man, I'm good.
Man, I've been like that. No military training. I'm going to sleep.
When I was in Alaska, we had to do a field training, bro. It was negative 22 degrees. Man, look at here.
Negative 22.
Negative 22. Snow on the ground. We in a tent. Man, look at here. I found a way to go to sleep. Because, you know, they give us these insulated sleeping bags. So it's like once you climb in it, and like once you in there for about a good 10, 15 minutes, it just goes off your body heat. So man, look here, that negative. I ain't feel none of that negative 22, man. Like I felt good.
That boy was tired.
And I was tired, man.
That's real, man. That's some real shit. I've been there. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna go to sleep in the middle of an earthquake. A brush fire, none of that no matter.
No, I'm a bad sleeper. I gotta be cold sleeping. Like if I'm a little bit warm, I ain't sleeping.
I feel.
Yeah,
Yeah, I had to call in for that one time. I called in the job. I took a picture of my thermostat. I said, hey, man, look. Man, I was on third floor too, cuz, so you know the heat rises.
Right.
And my thermostat said 93 degrees. I said, man, wasn't no way, man.
What the hell?
Bro, it was so hot in that bitch. Oh. It was so hot. I had the windows open, everything, cuz. I don't think it was no 93, but it was hot. I was like, man, this is ridiculous. This is plum fucking
what is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to another episode of 26 Degrees. It's your main man, Larry. Back like I left my keys, man. Here with the usual suspects, my boy Meezy.
What it do, man? It's been a minute, but we back. 26 degrees. Lovely Sunday, man, watching NFL.
Meezy, is that two gold rings you got on, my brother?
Oh, yeah, it is.
And that boy, they don't play with them.
It's funny, this Nugget one on my index finger, it's like the second one I bought, but I lost the first one like last year. So I was at work the other day. I was like, man, let me go get another one. I had missed my shit.
Yeah, let them know who he is out here, man.
Yeah, man, Meezy, you know, man. Two ring Meezy. I actually got another one the other day, but it's getting size. So I'm picking it up in a couple weeks. But yeah, like my little jury, man. Don't go too crazy, but like my little jury.
They don't call him Turnpike Meezy. Two rings.
But yeah, for nothing, you know? Yeah, man. We here with X, though, man. The real field general, man. What do you do?
What's good, man. We back. We back like Cook. Nah, I ain't going to say that.
Right.
We back, man. You know,
if you know, you know.
That's what it is, man. I ain't really got that to say, but we back.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. We come back. We missed last week. Scheduling conflicts all damn week. And we actually won, and then now we got the time to come back after Clips kick our ass. We couldn't get it together to celebrate, but we could so get together to damn grumble, mumble, and complain. But yeah, it is what it is. We got we got the homie D Rob with us today. He gonna kick it with us. Maul, I think, is tied up in the moment.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, what's going on? Y'all boys good?
We good, man. We blessed. We living life, man. Enjoy life while you can.
Hey, that's the only way.
Amen.
The only way, man.
Tomorrow ain't promised, man. Like our boys been in general, promise, man. It's been a minute now. It's been a couple of weeks. I'm still in transit. I'm back in Savannah right now. I get up in the morning. I'll drive back to Florida go to work for 3 days, and then I'll be back for Thanksgiving. I'll be pulling up in Tallahassee for the showdown.
I've been good, man, for the most, you know. Just
yeah, me too, man. Life, man.
My kid's birthday this week, so you know I'm just enjoying their time, man. Lots been going on around the city, man. I have like 3 people I know personally, man, that lost family relatives, man. One lost his wife, the other one lost a brother, and then the other one lost like a cousin. So I'm like, man,
yeah, there's a lot going on.
Enjoy life while you can, man, because you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know, man.
That's a fact. That's something I've been really harping on after I lost a close friend of mine, man. And I had it in my head that I knew she was going through a little stuff, so I had it in my head. I said, yeah, I'm going to holler at her when I come back home next weekend. And before next weekend came, she passed. So ever since that happened, and that was, you know, a few weeks ago, just put in my head.
Yeah, I remember, man, we talked about that, Larry.
Like you do not have tomorrow, man. You got this moment only. Enjoy it, soak it up, and live in those moments, man. I kind of always been that way to an extent, but like that just cranked it up to another level. Like that's one reason, like my goal plays, I never think about pictures and stuff. I'll be like, bro, I was just having fun. Like I was just living
in the moment.
I'll be thinking about capturing the moment for other people or whatever, I guess, or maybe so I could go back and remember. And I'm like, bro, I ain't gonna forget nothing like this. But yeah, yeah, life is life definitely that's precious, man.
I'm the same way, man. I'll be out, man. That's why people be like, man, you always at the strip club. Or I'm like, look, I want to have some fun. All that y'all be pressed about. At the end of the day, man, life is life, man. You're going to go through stuff, man. But you just got to enjoy it while you got it. Because guess what? Once it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want to regret. You don't want to regret nothing. Like, dang, I should have did this. Dang, I should have did that.
Yeah, man. That's why when I was young, man, I party hard. I party way hard when I was young. Travel, go out of town, out of the country. You know what I'm saying? Once I had my kids, I had to slow down a lot. But as they get older, I'm like, well, you know what? I can't stop living. I gotta keep living too. You know what I'm saying? Let me have me some fun, just like they go have some fun. So.
Yeah. Yes, sir. D-Rod,
my only thing, I'm straight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, just came back from another deployment, in August. So I'm chilling right now. Right now, I'm waiting for them to tell me where I'm going next. I'm hoping I'm trying to go to Virginia. I go to Virginia, I get to go teach. So
where are Virginia?
Petersburg, Fort Lee.
Okay.
Yeah, so I go out there and I go teach, you know, some of the incoming new soldiers that's coming in, what I know as far as my job, you know, and I won't do nothing for like 3-4 years as far as like deploying and all the other type of stuff, but that'll put me at 17 years. So then I have 3 years left.
You almost like that 20, that good 20.
Yeah, 20, man. Yeah. Once I'm done, them 20, bro, I'll be 46. I ain't working another day in my life, man, if I ain't got to. Right, that's real. I think I'm gonna do a lot of traveling. I'm gonna try to hit every Kings game I can make. Hey, I'm gonna do it all, man. All the stuff that I can't do not right now, I'm gonna do it when I retire.
That's one thing about the military. You do that 20, they're gonna take care of you, boy.
I'm already calculating, man. I go for my back. Oh, my back hurting. I go see the chiropractor. I got for real, man. Knee, back. Oh, when I told them about that little bed they had us sleeping on. Yeah, my back hurt everything, man. I got sleep apnea, so I got a CPAP machine. That's an automatic 50%. Man, look here. They gonna use me. Bro, man, I'm about to use them.
Use them back. That's real.
That's great.
Hey, all that be all you can be shit, right?
They gonna take care of me because
get all that I can get too.
Exactly. and my daughter still gonna have her college paid for at the end of the day. So because by the time I finish, she'll be like just getting ready to turn 18. So she'll just be looking at her senior year. So I'll be there for when she graduate, and I'll be there to send off to college. So, man, life is going to be real great, man. I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest.
That's what's up, man. Glad to hear it, man. Bro, I say you got that thing lined on up, Bubba.
What'd he say? He said, I told you about that. I told him about that match.
The crazy part is, boy, they have sympathy. Oh, for real? Oh, my gosh. Right. Yeah, man. Because they know how it is, man. They know how it is in them trenches, man. When they be like, oh, look, we can't provide y'all a bed and a blanket. All right, well, shoot. Let me roll up these 4-5 shirts and these 4-5 pants, put them in the knot, and lay my head on it, and let me find this little sleep. Man, look here. Man, you got to improvise. And I tell them exactly what I did.
Yo, all right, quit making me laugh, bro. This shit is just super funny to me for some reason.
Bro, I got stories for days, bro. I got stories for days.
That was funny, man.
I know it's funny because I'm thinking, yep, that's just how I handle that shit. I got to get mine, cousin. I got to get it.
I'm going
to
tell you exactly what I did.
Yep. You know, threw me in the danger zone. Cool, cool. Right. You know what I'm saying? But if I make it up out of here, oh, yeah. I got some negotiations we got to bring to the table at the end of the day. But, yeah, man, let's get into the debacle that was yesterday. As we record early Sunday afternoon.
Man, it was, I don't even know what, I don't think it's that much to talk about. We got whooped. Every aspect of the game, from the players to the coaches. But you know, my homeboy, he lives up there. He's a Florida State fan, but he lives in South Carolina. So he was like, man, I'm going to go to the game. He said, man, X, y'all had pretty nice crowd. Like, y'all fans pretty, you know, showed up a little bit. I said, man, look, our fans travel. One thing they gonna do is travel, man.
Yeah.
They travel. You know what I'm saying? So
we had a good turnout last week at the Georgia Tech game.
Yeah.
I know we got a lot of Atlanta fans, period, but yeah.
Our fans gonna travel, you know what I'm saying? That's the one thing Miami fans will do, you know what I'm saying? They might not show up to the game, but they gonna travel to the away games.
Yeah,
but I think that's a testament that, you know, our brand is you can say global, or however you want to say it. Like, yeah, we got a lot of fans, not just in Florida. You know, we got a lot of fans everywhere, because people are like, oh, how they show up heavy at away games but not home games. Well, shoot, our alumni is not just, you know, in Miami.
Yeah,
you know, New York, everywhere else, they all over. So yeah, they're gonna show up to them games when they got a chance to. I mean, you got your loyal fan base that's gonna go to away games, home games. You know, they do all that. But yeah, we got a pretty big fan base, man.
And let me get this stigma about the fans don't be showing up to the game. Listen, the parking lots be packed. The stadium may not be 60,000 in there, but one thing I learned this year was, you know, I walk around the stadium. And it's so many people there that's not sitting in their seat, because you can actually stand outside and sit and watch the game by the bar or eating some food and stuff like that. And that place is a lot more fun than just sitting in the stands. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's where they at.
Especially, like, oh, too, especially if you had a noon game and you got the wrong side of the stadium, you're going to burn up.
Yeah, man. It, you walk around the stadium, you'll be like, "Yeah, man, there's a whole lot of people still, like, just they just not sitting in their seat."
Yeah, so. I know people show up. I do wish they'll go in, though. You know, it's part of the job, man.
You're looking bad right now, so they don't want to go watch that.
Yeah, well, I know.
Go stand up and drink my beer and talk some shit to each other. Looking at women
walking by. I feel you. But, like, that's part of
it. But we know Miami, like, they win, they'll come.
That's true, too. You get the W's, they going to pour in. I mean, that's always been the case. But anyways, back to this shellacking.
It was a shellacking, man.
I'm with X. I don't know what you could pull. So I didn't watch the entire game, because by the time I got into that nice hotel bed, bro, I turned it on and I passed out. Plus, I knew. I was like, bro, we going to get our ass whooped. So it really ain't,
yeah.
You know, what am I fighting to sleep for? I did watch the condensed version.
Let me ask y'all this. So I was at a bar, so I watched, like, the first three quarters. But do you think the players put up a fight, or do you think we just went out there and laid down? We got our ass whooped.
I say second half they came out. They didn't give up, man, but it's just, we just didn't execute. They didn't give up. We just didn't execute. And, you know, still getting missed blown plays, stuff like that.
I think we still giving up after one bad, like, after something goes wrong, because I remember the first drive, or the first quarter, we had Restrepo wide open for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Curry overthrew it, and once I saw that, I was like, "You boy about to lay down."
Yeah.
Nah. I saw that play, too.
Yeah.
I lay down as a fan, because I
right? know. Me too. Man, that was it. Right?
Like, when we don't make those plays, I know we're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order for us to beat a team, especially like Clemson, right?
Yeah, you can't make plays.
Which was
like
a very
that.
Slim chance. This has been a down couple of years for Clemson, but the covers are far from there, right? So they still have a lot of talent.
I think we scored that, we would have put up a fight, though, which is a crazy thing.
Maybe, but I just know if we don't get those plays, we lose.
That's all she wrote.
Like,
yeah.
It's it. It's just like against Florida State when you know, like I said, when they called the pass interference, but it didn't matter to me regardless, because Tecori Couch, once again, won't come down with the football. And that was very early in the game. Mm-hmm. And then very, like, the next play, that's where they threw it over the top and got a touchdown on us.
Are you talking about that when we had that person pass interference with
pass
flag?
Pass interference, right. And flag, I understand that, you know, yeah, okay, it was a pass interference. But the problem with me was to Corey had another opportunity to get an interception, regardless, because he don't know it's a pass.
Right, and once again,
he drops it.
No, you're right. I got you. Okay, we're going to lose
this game because to win these kind of games, people have to start making plays. And that Restrepo wide open shot was a chance to make a play.
Why the hell?
And, yeah, there's no way. Yeah, nothing could have stopped them except us. And, you know, he threw the ball. You know, and they don't have that rhythm. And he's a young guy. But, yeah, it told me everything I need to know. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I can watch a little bit of this game. But
On the throw, when he threw the, like, you go back and look at the throw. Everything just looks wrong when he's getting ready to throw the ball.
But I think it was like that. He was like that in high school. I don't think he was supposed to be playing this year. Like, I don't like punts neither, but how much can you fix him already?
It's kind of easy. It's hard to overthrow people constantly.
Yeah.
All he had to do was just touch it. It was there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Like, the quarterback.
He could have underthrew him by 10 yards.
You see? I think when he seen that linebacker like kind of in his face, I think he kind of rushed it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he I think that's all it was. I think if he would have had time, I think he probably would have hit him like in stride or something like that. But as soon as he seen that linebacker, man, he just threw him. When he threw it, he basically just overthrew him. But when that happened, I was like, man, that was our opportunity.
But again, like I keep saying, you know, quarterback coach will tell him like, look, you're gonna get hit. You got to stand in the pocket and throw the ball. That right there, what you just said, it looked like he just didn't want to get hit. So let me throw the ball. Get it out. You know what I'm saying? Get it out. And that's just bad coaching at that point. The only good thing I got out of the game yesterday was the simple fact that, between Mezzador and Cam Kitchens, man, those two guys, they put their heart out there. You know
the same
they,
thing.
They put they all. They put they
Kitchens
all.
Kitchens forced another turnover.
The same. He put his all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can look at the team. Yeah. You can look at the team and you can pick out who's really there. Who really does? You know what I'm saying? And then you can pick out who's really not there.
It's funny you say that, Ed, because I was looking at the game again this morning when I woke up, and I was just like. Today, I was just like you said, I was just like looking at the players. Like, okay, this dude's giving his all. This dude giving his all. Fourth quarter, we getting blown out. You can still see, like, when I mentioned Mezzador, he's still bull rushing, trying to get to the quarterback. Game already over. So it's not many of them, though, which is why it's easy to pick out.
Hey, Mies, you know what? That 40-10 is deceiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, we lost 40-10, but to be actually. I mean, those last two touchdowns came in, what, the last 6 minutes, one off the Jake fumble and the other one where they just got, like, the garbage time TD where Dabo – I know Mario was probably mad. I know he was hot. Like, y'all got the ball back with 2 minutes left. All you got to do is just kneel it and run the game out.
We know Dabo's going to try to embarrass purposely. Miami every time, though, which I don't blame
yeah. him. Right. Yeah, so like, right. yeah, we got blown out.
Right.
With nothing. We ain't did nothing to him. But what I'm saying is, like – people say, yeah, we lost 40-10, but in actuality, it really was 26-10. You know what I'm saying? Like, them last two touchdowns, it's like, eh, Jay get hit, he fumbled, then they go and score, then we get the ball back, and we don't do nothing with it. Then they basically score again, and that was basically the end of that. Oh, no, he threw an interception, didn't he? Yeah, he threw an interception, yeah. I think it was. Yeah,
I just know Dabo going to try to
so,
run it up every time.
Like, I think
Dabo score since he's been at Clemson. What the score has been when he played Miami. It got to be like, what? Well, like,
I don't think we got 30 yet.
100?
No, not really, because you got to think about it. He's been there since, what, 2010? He's been there for a while. We beat him twice.
We beat Dabo before, so.
Yeah, I think we beat him like it's twice.
The last four games probably been like 200 to like.
No, yeah, they totaled the game. Our points that we score, I think we score a total of 30 points.
In the last four games?
Yeah.
I said 30.
Because you got to think about it. We scored 10 this game. Last year, we scored 17. The game before that, we scored three. The game before that, we ain't scored nothing. Yeah, because remember, we got – yeah, we ain't scored out. Yeah, that was Al Golden.
Then they beat us, what, 42-17?
It's like 2-something 40. To 30, basically.
No, it was they beat us. It was like 30-something to 3. That was a championship game. Then last year we lost, what, 44-17 or 40, whatever it was, 17. Then this year we lost 40-10.
So it's like 20 to 30.
Yeah, they just been whooping on us. I don't know what it is. Dabo don't like about Miami. Maybe it's too hip for him, too urban.
I mean, I get him though. I mean, if you the top dog in your conference, like you try to like, I think he knows Miami could be a threat if they get.
I know what it is.
So
we flip Ray Ray
down. Shit,
we flip Ray Ray.
Hey, he ain't got. Come on back, Ray.
Yeah, you see, he ain't got no South Florida commits, like committed or on his, because you know Frank left last year. He came to Miami. We flipped Ray Ray, and we flipped the tight end commit.
He got the offensive guard Tate. He got
Marcus Tate. Tate. Yeah, Tate.
Marcus Tate is there. I think he got somebody else. I just got to look at the roster, but yeah, he really ain't got too much more on South Florida presence, which is kind of strange, but. It is what it is, man. We got a whole lot of it, and we still getting beat.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just like you said, man. It's the culture, man. We got to change that culture in the locker room, all that stuff going on. As you can see, slowly but surely, these kids leaving, Thad leaving. But we knew how he was last year.
You thought they fought.
Yeah, no. Okay, so the first half, it was a little sketchy, but the defense still came to play. But the thing is, you can't keep putting the defense in these bad spots.
Yeah, they were.
You know, you put these all, in the second half, you seen like they really adjusted and, you know, they kind of made it happen. So it's like the offense.
Third down, that's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
You say 19 third down?
It's like, I don't blame.
They converted 13 of them. 19 third down, that's wild.
Yeah, when all like people want to blame Steele, but it's like, man, you can't blame them when the offense is absolutely doing nothing and your defense is on the field like most of the time. The only thing that I would blame Steele for is that middle of the field. Them tight ends kept getting open in the middle of the field. We got lucky.
When you got with Saints, like a freshman, I think shit like that gonna happen, but it shouldn't have happened like as often though, because they misfired two on a couple of them.
Well,
he was wide open.
Yeah, we got lucky twice. Where we got when he caught it and we got the fumble, and then the second one where he bobbled it and he dropped it. Like every other time. Yeah. And then like I don't know what they got to do to James Williams. I don't know if they just have to sit him down or do whatever. But when that fullback caught that touchdown, like clearly you saw.
I got so mad at that shit, boy.
I was like, what was he doing? My thing was like, what is he doing?
Even the late hit, he threw the dude down 10 yards.
I think he was looking at the zone part. I think that was supposed to be zone where the cornerback should have stayed, and then he would have been right there once that fullback caught that pass. But James looked back, and he seen the guy run, and he thought he was open. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm saying, like, it's miscommunication. Is it a zone or is it man? Because if it's man, then yeah, that's James. That's your guy running across. If it's zone, the man that's going inside the end zone to the back, that's James' man. So that's why, like, on that play, I just didn't know what defense they was playing.
So what you saying that, I thought they was playing man because when that guy went to the back of the end zone, the cornerback was there. It seemed like James was, yeah.
If they was playing man, then James, that was James' man who got the
touchdown. I think they was playing man, and James was looking at zone.
If you look at the whole play, the other side of the field did exactly what they were supposed to do. The cornerback stayed on the outside, and the safety stayed in the middle. And that's why I was like,
So it was a miscommunication. Yes.
Doing this, and then the other side, like, they just doing two different things. So I'm like, well, I don't know. But I'm blaming James because that's still your man, if anything.
Right, if anything.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot going on. Well, you know, the one thing I keep telling people, they want the Lashley offense. They want Manny Diaz defense. I say, man, the crazy part about it is none of the kids played in that system is doing anything in the NFL. It's hard. Brevin Jordan got on our show and say, man, look, I had to relearn everything over because that system didn't teach us how to be NFL guys.
It's not going to if it's that simple.
And I Yeah.
It's not beneficial to the players. But guess what? It looked good because they was winning and scoring points. But at the end of the day, once they leave and go to the NFL, they, oh, man. Look at Rambo. Why Rambo ain't get drafted to the NFL? Like, how? Oh, well, Rambo, you really ain't running no good routes.
Right, and he was unguardable. Man,
but they throw you the ball almost every play, so you got to make a play somehow.
Yeah. But my thing is, X-Men, what, and see, this is where Gattis, I think majority of us think that Gattis is probably gone. How come Rashard played like it was nothing? You know what I'm saying? Like last week you say, yeah, we got to get our playmakers, you know, Restrepo and Rashard in at the end of the game. But then the game comes, it's like he did completely the opposite of what he did last week. So it's like, what is going on? Like you fed him, you did a lot of, you know, screens and all that other type of stuff. This time you ain't do half of that. So I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew them screens weren't gonna work this week. We tried some, but I knew that wasn't gonna fly this week.
Meezy, they would have worked. Got it. Like the defender, he tipped it, but if you look at it, like he kind of over pursued the pass when Jacquery passed it. All Jacquery had to do was kind of like, if he would have held it for like maybe a second, not a split second longer, he could have hit Rashard, and it's going for about 10, 12 yards because Mallory was already, you know what I'm saying, already starting to engage and all that other type of stuff. So, I mean, the defender just made a good play. Somebody kind of missed a block on that too. So that's all that was.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, when you play teams, man, you start to play teams a lot different than you play the other team, man. When they present the defense that Clemson plays, now you say, well, I got to do something that they probably don't know that's coming. You know what I'm saying? They know the screens and stuff is coming, but they not really calling the play for them to run the screen. So they sitting there. That's why every time they did run it, you know, the defensive back was up on the the receiver so tight that as soon as they run it, he might not have no time to block. I'm going to make the tackle as soon as they throw it.
Yeah.
And that's just how I was with them, man. But,
well, speaking of Gattis, what's everybody's view on retaining him or his possible departure?
I've been hearing some rumors, some chatter about it could be a possibility that he leaves. It might be on his own. It might not be a firing thing.
So you say he might be looking out for his own interests at this point.
Yeah. Because I think you don't really want to have that firing on your resume. You got fired.
You can't go from the Bros Award looking like this 2-1 season. That's
what I'm saying. So he might leave on his own, but I have heard that he's might not be back. That's just rumors as of now. Nothing is official anyways.
I personally don't think he'll be back. I don't necessarily think he'll get fired. I'm kind of in the same thinking of X, is that he will depart to clean up this blotch on his resume. Yeah, you know, and you hear him saying allegedly to Keyshawn Smith, has Keyshawn Smith
he didn't travel Saturday, but he didn't
he hasn't answered yet.
Valerio, you saying what you think he does, but how do you feel about him? Like, do you think he needs to go, or do you think he
I don't think he needs to go. That's not really
so you're not putting him all the blame on him.
No, I think
especially when your quarterback coach and your OC not on the same page and all that. I don't think he has an offense. He's trying to. We don't have the personnel for his offense.
Well, yeah, and I mean it's hard to have personnel for any offense without your O line, right? So,
right.
You know, this offense is, and this is something that I think fans are having some recency bias with. We've struggled for years and years, anyways. I mean, we've had some bright spots here and there, But this offense, at least for the last 5-6 years, has been troublesome. We get some flash with Lashley, which, you know, okay, cool. But even that was unbalanced. And
still couldn't run the ball.
Right, we still couldn't run the ball, and we still had problems pass blocking, right? So it's easy to just look to Gattis and be like, this is his fault. But I think that's an overstatement. And don't get me wrong, he wasn't my pick. It's not exactly the type of offense I would like to see. I think it is the one that Mario would like to see, which would be kind of more kind of like more what they got in Michigan, or concepts that he brought from Oregon, more of a power style game. But we don't have the guys there as of yet. And so, but I mean, again, like I say that, but then, you know, also at the other side of my mouth, I'll tell you, it's hard to run any offense with a bad O-line. I don't know which one you run. I think we have more, we have more success with Lashley, just because, yeah, it was just a quick pass offense. So you don't need the greatest of O-lines, just needing to hold the block for a minute, you know, not literally a minute, obviously hold the block for a quick moment. And then we just get the ball out. It's a little more playground football type. So it does help when you're, right, when you're running a lot of little quick passes to just get the ball out and let the playmakers work in space. But now I wouldn't ultimately put it on him. The trenches just got to get way better. But
I don't think he's as bad as he looks, but that streak when we didn't score a touchdown 3.5 games, and then even yesterday, the 98 total yards, I'm like, man, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what, Larry? I also, even with the O-line being like that, you got to think about it. You know, for the Lashley type of offense, they recruited a more of a lighter offensive line, if that makes sense. Like somebody that's maybe like 6'3", maybe 280, 290, that's quick on their feet. And, you know, because this is what we're going to run. Because if you look at the offensive line, Anais Cooper is the biggest thing we got. He like 6'6", 3 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a true freshman. So it's like the offensive lineman that they recruited is like, yeah, they want somebody with quick feet, basketball background, quick feet, you know what I'm saying, for what we did. And now it's showing, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, somebody like – yeah, so for some – look at Mike Leach's offensive line. His offensive line is little, but all they do is pass. Like, he spread it out, and he just do whatever. He just – you know, that's what he do. These other offensive linemen – yeah, look at Michigan offensive line. Michigan up and them boys, all them boys, 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", 3. Yeah, that's an NFL type of O-line. And we're trying to run a offense that's predicated to that. And we don't have that. That's why what we're bringing in, you see we're bringing in all these guys that's 300 over that. You know what I'm saying? All these pretty big guys, 6'6", 6'7".
Why bring that in? The thing with Mario with me is, and I trust him, I trust Mario. But I'm just thinking, like, why bring that in to run that? And you know we don't have the offensive line to run that offense.
I mean, so here's the answer to that. And, like, everybody keeps saying, well, why they don't adjust to the players? A coach want to coach what he coach. You know what I'm saying? If that's how he coached, that's his scheme. He has to coach his scheme. He can't go off of somebody else's scheme. That's not his scheme.
But why would Mario bring that in, though? Right, he knows we don't have – he knew we didn't have the line when he came here. So, like, why
he's bring gotta him? Run – but that's what I'm saying. I agree with X in the sense that, yeah, what X is saying is I can't get a recruiter – I can't get a coordinator based on the talent we got here.
I got what you're saying.
I got to base what I'm trying to do.
Because then when you bring a coordinator what you want to run, you don't have – you're not recruiting for that scheme. Right. I got you.
I got to get somebody in line with my vision so that we could build what we're, you know, on the same page.
I got you.
Yeah, I can't just go get Mr. Man. Oh, because this is the type of offense we got. Or because then you would, like, maybe retain somebody from the previous staff to just call the offense.
Yeah, they could have kept Likens and let Likens be the offensive coordinator if they just wanted to run the same offense. You know what I'm saying? But Mario wants to run a system that he fits, that fits him. You know, obviously, yeah, we don't have the offensive line to run that system. but you still improvise and say, hey, man, we got to work with what we got. You know what I'm saying? We'll see it through and go for that. We lost. We down like five offensive linemen that could be contributing big time. Zion is not even that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So you don't think into the fact that, like, well, yeah, we lose all the offensive line. Maybe if the offensive line is healthy, maybe the season is a whole lot different.
Why the O-line so
unhealthy?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Zion on the left side. Then, you know, okay, at least I got my left side. Then you can put, what's his name, on the right side, Campbell. You know what I'm saying? Then you can put Scaife at guard. You know, if Jalen Rivers is fully healthy, and then you got Jakari Clark. That's the O-line we thought we was going to have. You know what I'm saying? We thought we was going to have that offensive line. But
that would be a big O-line, too, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, besides the center and the right guard, because Scaife is only 6'3", and then, you know, the center, Clark, is about 6'2", 6'3". So other than that, you got a pretty decent offensive line from what we thought we was going to have. But we didn't have that.
Yep. And I mean, Cooper was a blessing in disguise because, I mean, he don't look half bad. So I'm actually proud of that. But, you know, it is what it is because I'm telling you, we know Mario ain't even looking at Zion coming out of high school as a recruit. Like, that right there should tell y'all what y'all need. You know what I'm saying? Right. That should tell you right now.
He won't look at Zion. He wouldn't have looked at Washington or the Clark. McLaughlin kid. Like, one of those guys came in at 250 and he had to put they trying to put another 60 pounds on him and it ain't getting there. I'm like,
Seymour too, but Seymour looked like he like 6'2".
Yeah, Seymour, but you know the one thing about Seymour is a good offensive lineman. He's just very small. Figure out is he going to play center, then and let him practice center every day, then they be good. Like, he can't be on practicing guard and then, all y'all centers out, now I got to play center? Oh, now, you know, that's like, y'all just throw me into the fire. So,
well, when you –
what?
One thing I like about Mario especially, he kind of remind me, you know, my attitude when it comes to certain things, when it comes to an organization, right? Like, I'm not, like, no dictator or nothing. But if I'm running the show, I'm running the show. And so I like how, you know, like Mario said, if you're not pleased with your son's playing time, come pick him up. That's how I move, dog. This is my organization, dog. You know what I'm saying? All due respect to any and everybody. That's part of it. But I'm going to run it in a way. I'm going to run it in a way that makes sense to me. So, yeah, I had a manager one time tell me, because our department was, you know, going through some things at the time. And he said, we had real bad morale. And he said, I'll lose without you before I lose with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so simple, but it's so profound. You're right. Like, look, if I'm going to lose and you're not helping me win, then I'm going to put you off my team. And then I can at least say, well, I don't have enough people. But I'd be damned if I got enough people, but they just not going to do what I need them to do.
Right.
And I still got an answer for that. So I'd much rather cut ties. So
yeah, I like that. How do y'all feel about that statement, man?
I think
some people don't like it.
Why not like it? I mean,
come get him.
I think it's a shame he had to say that publicly, but –
it's
the facts. I have no problem with him saying it. I think that's how bad it is with the parents and stuff, with the recruits, that he had to come out and actually say it. But I have no problem with the statement. I think he's that fed up, though, too, for him to come out and say that. Like,
people want their feelings pacified, man. Right, oh, man. No, you can't say that. No, but it's okay for parents to say what they say, and it's kids for kids to be disgruntled because for whatever reason, I'm walking out of practice or whatever the case may be. Y'all think that's okay? No. So he keep me. And that's the one thing I like about Mario. He keep it 100 at all times. He's not going to sugarcoat it. And right there, hey, we don't like what your son's getting. Hey, come pick him up. you see, Kamari Pops ain't said nothing else. He ain't really say nothing else.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure they probably had that conversation.
You ain't got to pick him up, though. I put him in the Uber. Don't worry about it. I put his ass in the
thing.
Uber.
That's the thing, man. You got the parents who feel like they want to do the coaching's job. And I'm like, well, that's one of the reasons why I stopped coaching, too, because I just be like, man, y'all come out here and coach your kids. If you want to coach. Let you, know it's not as easy as you think it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, yeah, that's your son. You want the best for your son. You obviously want him to play. One thing kids aren't going to tell their parents is everything they're doing wrong. They never going to tell them that. You know what I'm saying? They go always say, well, you know, the coach said we sorry. Okay, well, why would the coach come in there and tell y'all that? You know, they don't tell them why. They just say, oh, he said we sorry. Okay.
Now, a lot of parents seen what the kid did in high school but don't understand, like, that's high school. Like, there's a thousand of you on the college level. So it's about who's going to outgrind who for the most part.
Yeah. It's a delusion that a lot of fans and parents have that there's always this all-star killer sitting on the bench that we just refuse to play because, I don't know, everybody comes up with ridiculous ideas because – listen, coaches are in the business of winning, right? So their money is better. Their job security is better. Their lives in general are better when their football program is winning. So I'm pretty sure if there is that guy on the bench, he's going to get off of that bench in short time because I'm in the business of winning football. You know, you get your rare Trevor Lawrence moments. But therefore, every Trevor Lawrence, there's a million names we done already forgot.
Right.
So don't, you know, that's an attitude with the fan base as well. I think it just doesn't make sense when you break down just the logic behind it. So yeah, I'm riding with Mario. I had no problem with that statement, man. Like I said, get your ass up out of here. Who are you?
Yep.
Who are you? I got two rings. I know what it takes. See, some of that stuff don't change. I know people are like, oh, that's old school. Nah, one thing that don't change is work.
Yep.
If you want to have success, you're going to have to work for it. And so he going to definitely be an expert on that. He going to know. Like, bro, y'all don't grind. We ain't had none of this stuff y'all had. But we had heart and mentality to just grind nonstop because football was life. So this is what we're trying to accomplish, and you can see that shit. So Mario, you know, Mario's in there setting the tone. He back home. You know, they tell me my dog in these streets. I say, y'all, I say he's supposed to be out here in these streets, socializing, mingling.
Right.
Recruiting. Hey, Larion, and you know what's a thing that I've noticed? You saw, he had a talk with LT and his mom, and look what he's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ask him, oh, you know, when I leave the facility, Cam Kitchens is still in there looking at film, doing this. Look at the season he's having. So it's who wants it or who don't it. You know what I'm saying? Like, them boys want it. They trying to get better. They doing that. And the results are showing from them, too. Prime examples. You know what I'm saying?
Look what the parents say. Like, he got sat down, and he understood why he got sat down, and he worked. And he had his best game of the season last week against Georgia Tech when he finally got back on the
field. Knighton. So it's like people, so all the narratives and all this other type of stuff, man, it's on the kids. These coaches is teaching them and showing them who's going to buy in. This is what we're preaching. This is what we're showing y'all. It's just for them to say, you know what, I got you. Or, nah, man, bump that job.
You can have that attitude. Again, it's a delusion, though, because – see, Matador's still trying to go to the league, dog. So I don't need no bad film of me taking plays off. I'm already a little bit undersized, you know,
right,
by some standards. So there's no time for plays off. Scouts still see players make plays on bad teams or on losing teams.
Uh-huh.
So he know eyes are still on him. His focus ain't shifting based on the game. He going to take every rep. 100%, because he's auditioning. You know, Cam is a football junkie, so that's just what he always... We heard that way before he got here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was just something he does and enjoys, and that's his passion. So he gonna continue to try to get better just because that's what he does. And you gotta have, you gotta multiply those type of players and stack them class after class. That's why
Mario say, man, you wish you could have a whole team full of Cam Kitchens. You wish you really had a whole team full of them, because he knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants to play football. He knows I gotta work every day to play football. You know what I'm saying? Right. This is what I want to do. It's some of these people, they just out there. Oh, well, I'm here. Like you said, Larry, I'm like, I can't take a playoff because the scouts are watching me. If I take a playoff and they say, oh, well, he don't play every down.
Right.
That's on your resume.
They're going to take note. They're going to see your motor. They want to see your stamina. They want to see your intensity. All of that shows when how you play when the chips are down. And maybe this game is over with. If you still playing with that intensity, they still watching. Oh, that's a nice swim move he got there. That's a nice bull rush. You know, I like how you read and react on that play. So, you know, a guy, even Cam, same thing. He's auditioning too. He know they looking at him, especially after, you know, a 3-interception game. You now your name is buzzing even more. So now you got even more eyes on you. And what you going to do? You going to take advantage of this opportunity no matter who the opponent is and what the score may be? Or you going to say, well, we done lost this game. I'm going to go on, pack it on up and put it away. And I think that's been a lot of attitudes that have been within the program for a long time. And then those kids have a certain entitlement to go, oh, it's the coaches. And like I said, I mean, yeah, it could be the coaches. There are some bad fits. But to me, football is football. And the basics remain the basics. You know, you got to line up and beat the man in front of you. That's the very basics of all of them.
Very basic. It's so simple. It's simple.
You know? Yeah, you either do it or you don't.
Yeah, you do it or you don't. And the crazy thing is, you know, a lot of the players on the team, man, I'm going to say it on this show because I don't think you will listen to this one, but if they do, whatever. A lot of the players are just soft. And I ain't saying soft physically. I mean soft, like
mentally.
You say something to them and they just soft.
Going there, they crumble.
That's. I mean, you can't be a football player to be like that. That's. There's no such thing as being soft.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be. Look, Malik Rozier said Mark Richt told him, man, he would never play quarterback at University of Miami. He didn't pout. He didn't cry. He didn't quit. What he did, he worked. He worked until he got the opportunity to be University of Miami quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, he allowed it to piss him off in light of
and it motivated him. Motivated him. You know what I'm saying? Now you got kids go run, cry to the parents. The parents go crying. I mean, all that ain't going to do nothing but make the coach mad and say, well, you're not here.
That's wild to me how that happens. Like, the parents, you know what I'm saying? That's wild.
Look, ever since that happened, Keyshawn Smith had to touch the field. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, parent. Son, y'all better think twice. Keep it within the locker room.
Keyshawn ultimately, I believe, got outworked and pushed further down the depth chart. He's a guy that I've been rooting for since he got there because I do think he's got the tools. He's got to put it all together, though. He still can't catch a contested catch. To save his life and come down with some of those tough footballs. But, you know, that's on you again. When you going to develop that part of your game? When are you going to take your weaknesses and just eliminate them?
A lot of drops, too.
Yeah, and so then eventually what happens is these guys continue to shine. There's going to be more attrition. I know we've mentioned it before, and I don't know if people thought we were exaggerating numbers-wise, but look for a lot of attrition. We mentioned Gills leaving already, Thad Franklin. These are names that are already now.
Yeah, man, it could be up to almost 20, close to 30, to be honest.
That's where I'm seeing it, in that 30 range. 30,
to be honest. Close. I got a list of names. And then there's going to be some ones who we didn't think would get in there, but it just,
that's what I heard.
You know, it's just going to happen, man. Some of them just going to go they just gonna go their separate ways because they don't want to buy into what the staff is trying to do. So,
and I'm cool with that because the reason why is they not pouting about it. They not on the timeline. They, you know what I'm saying? They not out talking about it. Yeah, they being business about it. But then you got the ones that, like you said, that's crying. Keyshawn, Thad, you know what I'm saying? Like a few of them, they crying and their parents is crying. It's like, man, we don't need that. We don't need that.
You don't need it for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a bad look on you.
How many schools are going to look at that when you ready to transfer?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to tell you, a lot of these schools, granted, these kids are going to hit the portal, but I guarantee you these coaches going to talk about it. Or they going to hit, hey, Mario, so what's going on with this kid? Hey, look, this is what it is. This is what they do. This is what happened. This and this and this. And it's up to the coach that or the team that he's trying to go to, that coach to say, you know what, we can fix that. Or they're going to be like, nah, I really don't want that in my locker room.
Some of that stuff coaches ain't trying to fix. They like, well, you already got a problem like that. I don't want it.
Yeah, you can't fix that. You know
what I'm saying? Cause what happens if you don't be happy over here? You gonna do that all over. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't want that on my team.
And you have to also keep in mind the quality of football we've been playing at Miami. You not leaving no Alabama. So a lot of people gonna be looking at, well, why can't you crack the rotation? Why aren't you getting more reps and more time? You're not on some dynamo loaded team, you know, where, you know, like I say, your Alabama's where they lose players every year because they just super loaded. And, you know, you take like Alvin Kamara left Alabama and went on to be a second round pick out of Tennessee when Tennessee was trash. Well, they still blah, blah, blah to me, but, you know. So be it. They doing all right right now. But yeah, so that's going to stand out to a lot of these coaches as well is you are not necessarily buried behind a wealth of talent. So you leaving is a little sketchier because it's like, well, what really is the problem? There's a good chance it might be you because it's not like you sitting behind a couple of first rounders. And you just don't see you playing for two more years.
Right.
So that's something to be considered as well.
Yeah, big time. Like, it'd have been different if you was on the field. Like, you ain't on the field. Your playing time got took by somebody else. Well, hold on.
Right. On a team that's under 500.
Yeah, you're looking at their stat sheet, you're like, well, hold on. It ain't like nobody over there All-American. What's going on? You can't get out there? Oh, okay.
Right, and then you know, right. For some teams, that's good. That's good enough.
Your offense ain't scored a touchdown in three straight games, but you're not playing. Why?
Because you really can't help them get one either.
Right.
So you might sit your ass down, so.
Right.
Yeah. And like Rob said, you know the coaches they do talk. They do talk to each other.
Oh yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I don't think Mario was bad mouth a kid. Mario just I'll probably tell him, hey man. He's a good kid. You know what I'm saying? And just keep it like that. I don't think he's going to badmouth him. He's just going to say he's a good kid. I have heard coaches talk badmouth kids a lot. Like, oh, well, he's lazy. He sucks. He's not going to do the work. And, you know, that happens a lot. I heard it so many times. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think we'll have that incident where a coach does badmouth a kid. Excuse me, if they do, then hey, you know what I'm saying? That's between them and them, not me. But well, I just feel like you as a player, man, you got to step it up. You know, one thing I always learned, man, is I didn't want to let anybody outwork me when I played sports. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're talented, everybody want to take that from you. So, What do most people do when they're not as talented? They try to outwork you. So I'm like, well, you know what? Just because I'm good don't mean I earned it. I gotta earn. I gotta outwork them. I don't want them to outwork me. You know what I'm saying? I learned that in the ninth grade. Well, I was better than the star point guard. Way better. He's a senior, but guess what? He outworked me. He was like, man, you know what? I ain't finna let this little freshman get in. I'm going to outlift him. I'm going to be in front every time they running laps and stuff. And I was like, man, why is this guy playing in front of me? Go say, hey, he's outworking you. Oh, okay. So I just got to outwork him and play, and that's it.
For every Jerry Rice, man, you got 100 Boobie Miles, you know what I mean? Boobie say all he got to do is show up, right? Didn't turn out that way for Boobie, man. You know, hard work is what's going to separate you and put you in that upper echelon.
Right.
So we all agree it's going to be addition by attrition. We'll keep an eye on the coaching situation. I'm also hearing the D-line coach, a little buzz about him. I don't really got an issue with Wright. Although.
Oh, you're talking about the DN coach.
Yeah. I do say I'm looking at the D-line as an overall as far as recruiting, though. I will say that.
I think that's where the issue is.
You think it's think right it's on, not having the recruiting jobs?
Yeah, I don't think it's on the field because our D-line's been, I mean, not playing to say, good, like, yeah. Right, not to say, like, it's been dominant, yeah. But the D-line's been playing well him. Because recruiting. We don't have any DN. We have DN. We don't have any D-line recruiting.
Yeah.
But I think that's based off of really Mario's connection with him.
Yeah, that's
back
true.
To Oregon.
But
I think
the thing with Rob Wright, and I had heard this, I think the thing with him, and he's probably not the only coach on the staff, is that a lot of them don't want to do the same amount of work that Mario does. You know what I'm saying? Mario take this thing 365, 20 hours a day.
Right.
You know, a lot of them coaches don't want to do that. They want to have fun and do their thing, and that's the one thing Mario isn't going to allow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to work just like I'm working. So, right. That's it. You know, it is what it is, man. I don't have no problem with him, even if the rumors are true. I've heard things like that too, but, you know, I don't pay no mind until I hear from, like, some people I know who knows what's going on. But I also think that could free up the coaching spots, which allows maybe DVD get back on the field to coach. Maybe allows us to hire a wide receiver coach and just let Gattis be the offensive coordinator. You know, so it's things like that could help.
Yeah, I'm all for bringing DVD back on the field. I never want to lose him.
I think that's a lock. I think they're going to find a way to get him on field, but you have no choice.
I'll trade Adai. Adai hasn't. I don't like because, you know, he got that recruiter of the year or second place, whatever. But I
was critical. Yeah, but who's he bringing in really at Miami, though? He ain't bringing Kamani for real.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
Robert
what I'm saying.
Stafford's
like,
an athlete, but, I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah. Has it translated? I think that logo right. did more for him than he did.
Corner play hasn't recruiter. Improved, to be real.
Because he didn't win none of his battles, you know, that he was supposed to be in.
Right.
He didn't win those battles, so
Georgia recruiting DB still just fine without him. So
right, and I think DVD can definitely handle that task. He's already a better recruiter, so I'm all for that. I ain't got no problem with that. No shots at a down, no personal level. Just you know, I'm still more Jimmy's and Joe's, right? So right. I believe right now I need the best recruiters. And I can go with maybe not the most stellar coaches, quote unquote. Like that shit still come down to who got the best players, man. I mean,
so do you? Hey, so my question is, even with the D line, because like I said, I like Coach Wright. I don't see an issue with him. Like I said, it could be where he don't want to put in as much time as Mario putting in as far as on the recruiting trail. But do you give Coach Joe that whole defensive line? Because you know. If he with Mario, he know the expectation. He knows what he wants. He knows as far as recruiting and all that stuff. And then you just get him assistance with that, with like Jason Taylor and all that other type of stuff.
I was finna say that. Like that's, I mean, you got the analysts. So if you got analysts and stuff like that, where you can bring them out there and help you coach. Yeah, because you know, as of now, we don't have a special team coach, right? We don't have a special team coach, but we got special team analysts, and they the coaches. We got three of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm cool with saying, hey, well, okay, it's Coach Joe, the whole D-line is yours, but we still got analysts who are going to help do the defensive ends.
But see, at the same time, I like that too, but I know Joe Salavea had his part in bringing the offensive lineman Francis in, but who's he bringing in on D-line? I feel like the D-line recruiting as a whole is bad right now.
But yeah, we haven't landed what we wanted to land so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of Jaden Wayne, but
this year was a down year, I think, for D tackle.
Yeah, it was down year for D tackle. So you're not really going to get an elite guy. You just get some guys so you can coach up. You know, that's what you do. But other than that, you know, most of our targets are still out there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm not saying it's a failure so far, because we still got time to get some other big targets. You know, but D-tackle, for the most of our D-tackles will be back anyway. So it's like, do you want to add three? And you still got most of those guys coming back. You
know? Yeah, I think the only one we losing is what, Miller and Moultrie?
Lincolnston.
Yeah, so you losing those three.
I mean, Moultrie is not. I don't see him as a D-tackle anyway, but yeah.
He's not a D-tackle, y'all.
Yeah, so I mean, you still got what, Moten? You still got Amar Moten.
I'm sure it'll be some transfers.
You got Jackson, you got LT, you got a Hunt.
Yep.
You know what I think Hunt transfers.
I don't think so. I think Hay transfers, man. Hay is not.
Yeah, I think Adam Hay's gonna probably.
Yeah, Hay probably transfer out. Yeah.
And it's not that he's not the type of player they want. I just think him and
Dad Franklin.
No, not gonna say that. I think he just transferred because of a certain situation that happened. I can't really say much, but yeah. I think he just transferred. But at the same time, we getting some big dogs from the transfer portal. You know what I'm saying? I already been talking to a bunch of players, people hitting me up from other schools talking about, hey man, such and such might be hitting the portal. I'm like, oh, word?
My okay. School is coming home, y'all. You heard it here first.
You say, huh?
Mark Stewart coming home. You heard it here first.
That was written. I told people that. Like, once he committed to Texas A&M, I said, man, he could go there for 1 year and come back. Like, that's why I kept telling
him. Go get your money, young boy.
Stop talking bad about the kid, because y'all going to love him when he come back, regardless. Yeah.
That's funny, because I actually dropped a video a few weeks ago where I said,
I seen that, Larry,
coming home.
Yeah.
X ain't giving me that one. That was just me formulating things. Jimbo's situation ain't good at all. They in total disarray at A&M. So for all of y'all that think, you know, for the fans that think, oh, we brought Mario in for this, brother, it is year one. You could be an A&M fan. Well, they have dumped a ton of resources. Their average class over the last 4 years is literally 4.75, right? So you might as well top five class over the last 4 years. And this is a bad football team.
Man, you saw their fans after halftime yesterday? That shit looked crazy.
Right, everybody left.
That was wild.
I've never seen that happen at Miami before.
That was bad.
Where the second half, like, everybody left, bro.
It was sold out, Pat, and after the halftime, it had to be probably 2,000 people in there, bro. If that,
bro, you could have walked in and sat at the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
You could have walked in there and set a 50-yard line, man.
That was crazy. So,
yeah, that's the thing to keep in mind, too. And I tweeted it out the other night, but it was just me kind of thinking randomly. And I use that example to say that to have a championship program, it takes more than just recruiting, right? It does take the talent, absolutely. But I criticized Jimbo when he was at FSU for having an awful culture. And I think that still exists to this day. And that's what I think you're seeing. Have you heard of stuff at Texas A&M? Right? We've heard of some bad cultural things. You know, we've heard about recently kids smoking in the locker room. You know, so that's where I think you want a Mario guy, because now you're getting a guy who's going to set a new standard of culture, and he's going to get the talent that you need. It can't just be talent, because if it was just talent, then Texas A&M will right now be a top five team in the country. And would be no question about that. But it's a culmination of things. And with our culture being as poor as it has been, to expect an immediate turnaround was ignorant of all of us. You know, self-included. And I'm glad I got to hit that reset and be like, okay, I get it now. it really is that bad. We really do got to flush the whole system out. And this is just year one of the rebuild. So we'll look ahead a little bit. We ain't get into details, but we'll get into next week. So we need next week to get this W to be bowl eligible. You know, I know some people like, oh, let's get the season over with. Mario don't ever start recruiting, so I don't know what y'all talking about. Like,
all right, man. So get the Curry, get the Curry them practice reps. Like, get him them reps, man.
Yeah, let's get them extra practice, man, especially for the young guys, you know.
Right.
Them freshmen that, you know, need the extra practice. Get in and then.
Yeah, basically, got to get them reps.
Yeah, basically audition for next year. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the – look, everybody who say they returning – or on that team right now is auditioning for next year, a spot on the team next year.
I think it'll be good too with them practices because I think you will know, the coaches will know by then, like, okay, so and so's transferring. So they'll have a better look at what they're going to have practicing than just ending the season Saturday and then the next practice you don't have until next year, you know what I'm saying? Until spring.
Right. So we got Pitt, close out the season with Pitt. At home, you know, Pitt's usually a problematic team for us. I don't think they're that great a team this year, though. They've been solid. They've been up and down. You know, they got some halfway decent wins. But this is a very winnable game for us. It won't be anything like the domination that we saw this last Saturday. But it also won't be like how we dominated Georgia Tech either. So,
yeah. Georgia Tech beat North Carolina yesterday.
I was like, man, and it was so funny as I was filling out my little pick'em sheet. I said, something telling me Georgia Tech is going to cover at least. Something just in my gut was telling me. I didn't pick them. I ain't going to hold it. I didn't pick them.
Yesterday was wild in college football.
Well, yesterday definitely had a couple of wild games, man.
A lot of them and shit. You saw
Tennessee
lost 63-28 to South Carolina.
Bro, that shit was ugly, man. That was a six-hour game, dog. So much scoring was going on.
Hey, so in that North Carolina-Georgia Tech game, Josh Downs, bro, on fourth down, missed a, like – He's probably one of the most sure-handed wide receivers in college football, bro. And he literally just dropped the touchdown. Like, it went straight through his hands. Man. And I was like, what? Like, that would have won the game. Once he did that, game would have been over. But he dropped the touchdown. And, you know, I was like, it was crazy.
Man, it was, that happens, man.
Moment's too big. But, yeah, I like us with an opportunity to – wrap up the season with a W at home against Pitt.
Mm-hmm. We on four in a row.
What's his name? Abanacanda or Kaka?
Yeah, the running back. Yeah.
He's pretty solid. Boy. He's having a pretty good year. They got some pretty decent quarterback play. Wide receivers aren't, you know, some of the ones we've been used to facing over the last couple of years against Pitt.
They don't have a Jordan Addison, which they had last year in the last few years. So
right.
We on four in a row. We, you know what I'm saying? We done beat them four times in a row. I think that we could just – I say stop the running game. I think we got an excellent chance, you know, because that transfer quarterback from USC, Slovis, he is not that impressive to me. You know, their defensive line will be a test because they always produce a good defensive line.
Always.
Yeah, but I think we can pull it out.
Always a couple of kids that didn't quite get
– Clancy, the North Carolina kid, Northwestern kid, Clancy, whatever his name is, man, he's a dog on that interior. But I think TVD starts next week. I think he start this week.
Think so?
I think Mario. Yeah, the reason why I say is because I think if Mario, everybody preaching, we got to get the sixth win. We want the sixth win, but bowl eligible. So who gives you the best chance? Tyler. If he's healthy, which I don't
see the point. I don't see the point.
I think he is healthy. I think they just purposely kept him out of this Clemson game because of the opponent. Hey, look, TVD could play, but do we really think we're going to win this game? Probably not. So just give him another week of rest. You know what I'm saying? He's going on 3 weeks rest right now because, I mean, he barely played, two quarters of the Florida State game, and he didn't really severely. Game,
though, the way he – injured that shoulder again or arm, I was like, nah, he's probably done for the season.
But he said, Meezy, he said that it wasn't his injury. It was like more his bicep. It wasn't the shoulder.
So see,
everything messes up when one thing messes up.
Yeah. So I think he got pulled. But I mean, almost three weeks now to really fully heal. I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, do you think a 70% TVD is better than 100% Jacquari or Jake? Yeah.
But it depends on how he's going to be limited arm wise. Like, I mean, hey, if he's feeling it, then give him a shot. I ain't got no problem. Just like I had no problem
with down in Miami
at Florida State. I didn't have no issue with him going out in that game. I'm like, listen, it's his body. And we did know at the time this was just a muscle strain. So it wasn't a chance to do further damage. It was just an opportunity you may re-aggravate it because it just needs the rest. So if he's ready, let him rock. You know,
I think he's going to be ready. Yeah.
If he's ready, then I got us winning.
For sure.
I'm always pick us to win. Thankfully, I had technical difficulties on the last roll-up, so I didn't have to tell that lie.
You said thankfully.
I really did, bro. I'm staying right now. I'm still in between places, right? So I'm back in my old place in Savannah right now. I'll be out of here at the end of the month. I'm staying with my homegirl. And then I move into my own place on the 7th of December. But she didn't turn on the Wi-Fi yet. So I was trying to use my hotspot. But the signal was so bad out there that it just wasn't working. So then I get out. I try to bounce off of Wi-Fi from some other place, like do it in the car. That's not working. I even bought Wi-Fi for my car. But it was too slow. I was like, you can't do nothing with this shit. Like, it wasn't going to get it done.
Right.
So, yeah, man, I went through every loop and hoop you could jump through trying to get this damn thing off the ground, and it just was not going to happen, man. So, yeah, that's why I wasn't on the last one. Shame on I, but, you know, shit happens. But, when I get back to Florida, I will have Wi-Fi there, so everything will be cool. And I already got it set up in my new crib. But yeah, man, that was a trip. Just trying to get on there. I'm glad I didn't have to lie, though. That would have been the first time where I was like close to being like, man, I don't think I can lie on this one, dog. Like, I could come up with something for every other game. But yeah, I think just against Pitt, yeah, I'm with you. I expect that D-line's usually pretty tenacious.
Yeah, I think we get a dub.
Usually troublesome, yeah. I think we get an ugly W. No matter what, if TVD plays, I think we could maybe get a pretty one, actually, if he's healthy. If we have to go with Jacquari, I think we somehow pull off maybe like a Virginia win. Something real ugly. 14, you know, like something like 19 or 16 or 13 or something like that, where it's just, wow, what a shit show of a game. But, hey, we got the W. You know, we'll get to make it to some bowl, and then we'll, you know, get one more practice in. So, we'll see, man. I'm ready to be all season champs again. We did a great job this last off season. And I think we'd be poised to be all season champs again. And I also, without knowing anything right now, I'm also really anxious to watch the finish when it comes to recruiting. I just feel like we saw what Mario did in the 11th hour last year. This time he already has momentum of a much better class already in place, so he could point to those guys, and then he can add some more pieces that quite literally can land us a top five class. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see how that comes together. Add that up with the transfers that we should be getting in. And I think quite possibly you'll be looking at, you know, this team next year doing something way closer to 8-4 as opposed to, you know, maybe a 6-6 or 5-7 season. And remember, this team is building blocks. So if we were just in 1 year to go to 8-4, I mean, it'll put us already ahead of schedule a little run them up north because they just finally got it together. And this year they'll probably be 9-3. And they still can't recruit, oddly enough. So
That's what, and that's the crazy part. Like, they are doing that well. They a better football team. Y'all smashed us. They probably gonna smash UF next week. I have no doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah, I think they got them by 20.
And it's like, man, y'all supposed to be pushing like at least a top 10 for sure, like closer up. But yeah. You know, like you said, they're going to rely on the portal more than they are gonna rely on recruiting, because he needs that quick I need this fix it fast. Right. You know what I'm saying? Rather than take the time, because Mike knew he was under a whole lot of scrutiny. Like if they was like five and six right now, or 6-5 right now, yeah, it'll be some rumblings about like, yo, we don't really know
on that chopping block.
So it's like, yeah, they having a good season. He got to do it again next year. So if he does again next year, okay, then he's probably the answer for them. But, you know, I like where we at. I expect on Saturday, after them triple zeros hit, I expect to see such and such has parted ways with the University of Miami. I expect to see, I love the coaches, I love Miami, but I'm about to enter the transfer portal. I expect a lot of that. As soon as the clock hits zero, because you're going to start hearing it. You're going to start hearing the rumblings up until the game. And then, you know, like usually right before the game time, it's going to be, you know, Miami's expected to part ways with this person, whatever the case may be. Same thing we did when we had Enos. You know, right before that game, you heard, hey, Miami's parting ways with Dan Enos, you know, whatever the, you know. So, it's going to happen. And I think Mario going to want to get ahead of it, because he don't want a situation last year where you're taking 2 weeks to hire a running back coach. You know what I'm saying? Or 3 weeks to hire a running back coach. It's like, nah, let me go ahead and get – December 21st is what? Early Saturday. So basically, right. Between the that's game that
exactly
ends,
a month.
Yeah. So that's like a month. So you actually need at least, I say, a week to find somebody, depending if you want to find somebody that's in a championship game that, you know, they don't really want to leave yet. You can find somebody, and that gives you at least 2 weekends to get your official visitors in and all the other type of stuff so they can see what you're doing. You know, we didn't get certain players last year because of we didn't know who the DC was, i.e. Shamar Stewart. Like, he was all in to come, but if you can't tell me who defensive coordinator is, like, why am I going to be there? You know, so I think Mario going, he learned. He's not going to be one of them stubborn ones where it's like, nah, it's just going to be not, he's not going to be a Jimbo. You know what I'm saying? Where it's right. Just like, nah, this is what it is. I think he's going to look at it and be like, you know, what's best for the program? This is my job. This is what I want to do. Okay, boom, this is what we're going to do. And I think he's going to get it fixed.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. So onward and upward, man. Pitt week. I'm taking Miami, man. We're gonna win. Miami by 8.
Yeah, we're gonna win.
Yeah, Miami by 8. We'll close out the season there. We'll play
play Memphis. In a Rice Krispie treat bowl.
Yeah. I like Rice Krispie.
You know what I'm against Southeast Missouri Central State.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna be a dog fight too.
Hey, that way we had a trophy to carry around. We need that trophy to carry around.
Hey man, we need something.
Shit. We need something to show them kids, man. This could be you, son. Rice Krispie treat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt, man. That's another episode of 26 Degrees. We appreciate y'all patience with us and kicking in with us, man. We'll be back next week, bro.
All right, salute, man.
All right, for sure. Salute, fellas.
All right, D-Rob. Appreciate you pulling up, dog.
For sure.
Good show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good shit.
Good show.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.